Welcome to the KZYX News. I'm Sherry Quinn. Clear Lake is the largest freshwater lake in California, and it is possibly the oldest one in North America. Archaeological evidence suggests humans started occupying the region at least 11,000 years ago. The once pristine body of water sustained indigenous people for thousands of years. Now it is tainted with pollutants. The main culprits are mercury and phosphorus from sedimentary soil going into the lake, and blooms of cyanobacteria that can have toxic effects if ingested. The lake was listed as federally impaired in 1986 due to the mercury contamination from the Sulphur Bank mine, which closed operations in the 1950s. Now it is an expensive Superfund site. The state has spent millions of dollars trying to clean up, yet mercury is still leaching into the lake. The Environmental Protection Agency is currently tasked with restoring water quality and managing the amount of pollutants and nutrient loading allowed in the water body. The California Regional Water Quality Control Board hosted a meeting in Lakeport in Lake County on Monday, August 28, to hear input on the program from the public. The board is exploring delaying the date of compliance for the total amount of allowable loading into the lake. It was a standing room only crowd at Lakeport City Hall. There were many complaints about a lack of adequate funding and enforcement on local and state levels, and too much bureaucracy. Here is a montage of two comments that also echoed many concerns raised by the public. First, we hear from Mike Dunlap. He lives on the lake and previously served on the Clear Lake Advisory Committee.
The bottom line is, this program has not done what it has said it was going to do in the period of time that it was predicted to do it. This is the year. Why do you need another 10 years to not do anything? There's no empirical evidence. You have no empirical evidence, either here today or on the website, that indicates that what you're doing is going to make any difference. And there's, you know, what you're asking us for is another 10 years to continue this program without any giving us any reason at all to support it, which is what we do. We support it. And I, frankly, am ready to cut off your funding.
Hello, my name is Sarah Ryan. I'm the Environmental Director of Big Valley Band of Pueblo Indians. I'm also working closely, and my department is working closely with Elam Indian Colony to do the cyanobacteria and cyanotoxin monitoring on Clear Lake for the last 3 years. I want to unravel a little bit of what was said today, and no offense to the staff that put this together. But if you look really closely at what is going on the lake and what programs are happening, you can see a lot of weaknesses. For example, when we talk about irrigated agriculture, the way the permit is written, there is only one monitoring location in all of Clear Lake to look at the loading of irrigated agriculture. And irrigated agriculture is any agriculture that's irrigated. So that's basically not the walnuts that are dry farmed, but almost pretty much everything else, whether it's tomato crops or vineyards, you know, of all sizes. So there's one location in the whole Clear Lake watershed that is monitored, and it's up in Middle Creek, which doesn't reflect a very large percentage of irrigated agriculture that's actually occurring in the watershed. And in years prior, it was at McGaw Slough, which is off of Soda Bay Road, and that's a much better location to be looking at the impact of agriculture in our watershed. I think that, you know, when you look at it, we've all allowed the our city council members on our board of supervisors to continue on, you know, like it's always been. And I think we're all at that point where we see that it's not okay anymore to have status quo. There are fish kills that we can definitely link to the cyanobacteria blooms that are happening on the lake. Corolla and I and our staff are out there every other week, like I said, since 2014, and we're looking at the chlorophyll A levels, and even at low levels, we still have blooms. We're looking at the dissolved oxygen levels, and we see extremely low dissolved oxygen in multiple places. It really begs the question of why we allow herbicide use on Clear Lake when the die-off of leaves.
Comments to Water Board staff are due by September 15, 2017. Governor Jerry Brown and legislative Democrats are nearing a deal on bills they hope will address California's housing affordability crisis. But it's still not clear that all three main parts of the deal have enough votes to pass. Ben Adler reports from Sacramento.
Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon says he expects the package of bills to come up for final votes this Friday.
We recognize that this housing crisis is a problem that didn't arise overnight, and it's going to take some time to address it. I think this is a good first stab at the problem.
That stab includes 12 different bills with three headliners. One measure would place a $4 billion affordable housing bond on the November 2018 ballot, with $1 billion set aside for the state's home loan program for veterans. Then there's a new $75 fee on real estate documents, a maximum of three per transaction, with home sales excluded. That's expected to raise $200 to $300 million a year to subsidize affordable housing projects. And a third bill would force cities and counties to streamline the planning process for urban multifamily projects that meet zoning, prevailing wage, and other requirements. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Join us for more KZYX News tonight at 6.